The new temporary facility is located on Yuma Border Patrol Station property on Avenue A between the airport and the municipal golf course. It's a series of tents, the main tent where family units and unaccompanied children will be processed and screened for their health. There are four pods with a capacity of 125 people each. There are foam sleeping pads, portable toilets, and a television in each pod, as well as security guards and cameras. There's a loud roar of the air conditioners running on generators to protect migrants and agents alike from the hot summer sun. Agents say there's a capacity of about 500 migrants. Single men will continue to stay in the main holding room at the Yuma station. Migrants will be placed in the new facility once officials get the okay, which is expected to be early Saturday, but could be as early as tonight. Migrants will get three meals plus snacks each day. There are showers and laundry facilities on site. Migrants are expected to spend between 1 and 3 days max in the facility before they are released to area non-governmental organizations. Anthony Porvaznik is the chief patrol agent for the Yuma Border Patrol sector.
So it's a vulnerable population, and we need to do everything we can to process them, care for them, and hold them in a facility like this as humanely as possible. And we do. And our agents and our support personnel treat this population as we do all the people we have in our custody with dignity and respect and as humanely as we possibly can with the resources that we have.
Porvaznik said the facility will be on site for at least 4 months with an option to add 1 month at a time up to 4 additional months. For KWC News in Yuma, I'm Victor Calderon.